escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. With concern about retaliation, the NYPD is hunting for the gunman in yesterday's gang-related mass shooting in Crown Heights. Let's get the very latest from our Glenn Chuck.
And we believe there are four shooters involved here is what the NYPD is telling us. This surveillance video showing dozens frantically running from the club yesterday morning as the bullets were flying inside. Three men dead, 10 people wounded in all. As you mentioned, the fear of gang retribution of some kind now has police on alert. And the mayor is urging anyone who's in the lounge at the time to step forward with the information confidentially.
We need your help. If you were inside the club, if you heard individuals talking about this shooting, if you witnessed someone fleeing the location, every piece of information would allow us to put the puzzle together to solve this crime.
In fact, this morning, police still continue to do their work at the Taste of City Lounge. The victims have been identified as 19-year-old Marvin St. Louis, a 27-year-old Amadou Diallo, and 35-year-old Jamal Childs. Again, still a very active investigation and manhunt. Glenn Chuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM in Brooklyn.
An off-duty New York City cop fatally shot a man last night during a confrontation in Washington Heights. Deputy NYPD Chief Eric Pagan tells us what happened.
An off-duty officer was standing outside of a residential building in the vicinity of West 173rd Street and Amsterdam Avenue when he was approached by two males on two separate mopeds. One male got off the moped and asked the off-duty officer, if he knew an individual's name, and then proceeded to display a firearm.
That's when police say the off-duty cop drew his service weapon and fired multiple shots at the 30-year-old who died at the hospital. No ID yet on that deceased suspect whose gun has been recovered. The cop was treated for non-life-threatening injuries. This is actually the second incident of its kind in just 2 days. On Friday night, a man was fatally shot on Staten Island after he refused an order to drop a weapon and instead pointed it at two off-duty cops. An MTA cop has been hospitalized. That's because he accidentally shot himself while cleaning his gun. That happened yesterday at Grand Central Terminal with the cop struck in the leg. The injury is not life-threatening. No one else was hurt. Internal Affairs is investigating. The latest policy debate in the New York City mayor's race? Whether sex work should be legal. Mayor Adams slamming Democratic candidate Zohran Mamdani's longstanding opinion that it should be decriminalized.
Number one, as a man who said he's of faith, I don't quite understand what religion supports prostitution.
Mamdani, who is Muslim, has not addressed the issue while on the campaign trail. Those who support legalizing it say it would help protect sex workers from violence. Those against it argue that studies have shown it causes a spike in human trafficking. Looks like the next leg of the 2nd Avenue subway is actually going to happen. Yeah, today's the day. The MTA board is expected to approve a nearly $2 billion contract to Connect Plus Partners to do the construction that will send line farther north. Danny Perlstein of the Riders Alliance tells 1010 Winds this has been a long time coming.
The system will extend to East Harlem and will fully connect with Lexington Avenue, which will be a turning point in a transit system that mostly was built before World War II and will demonstrate New York's ability to really lean in to the transit system that is our superpower, that gives us the advantages that our city has.
This phase two of the project is scheduled for completion in September of 2032. You're supposed to be at least 16 years old to ride a city bike, and now Lyft has agreed to enforce that. The company's CEO sent a letter to First Deputy Mayor Randy Mastro saying they're adding a new age verification step that should be ready in 3 months. The letter was in response to one from Mastro pointing out the company's existing terms of service and the dangers of non-compliance. It was just last month that Citibike agreed to reduce the speed limit on their e-bikes from 18 to 15 miles an hour. A man was fatally shot on Staten Island. Police say he had refused an order to drop a weapon and instead pointed the gun at two off-duty cops. Police out with a photo now and video of the man they're looking for in an armed robbery in Briarwood, Queens. That was Saturday night at a store at 8448 Manton Street, where cops say the gunman got $800 from the register, but then fired when somebody inside the store tried to intervene. That man and a store worker both shot. They survived. They're in stable condition. We'll have images of the suspect going up on 1010 Wind's social media platforms. A rally today outside 26 Federal Plaza. This will be by doctors and immigration advocates demanding to know what's going on with the migrants being detained inside. Dr. Steve Auerbach, a retired pediatrician who organized NYDocs, the New York Doctors Coalition, spoke to 1010 Winds.
What we've been calling for is that they need to let in physicians, clinically licensed clinicians, for an independent assessment of the conditions that these folks are being detained in and also what their health status is.
A federal judge recently ordered improvements after detainees reported being kept in overcrowded, unsanitary holding rooms, some without basic hygiene products or medications. The rally starts at 2 this afternoon at the corner of Broadway and Duane Street.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.